You're never going to guess who's supporting Chick-fil-A now. Next on Principles and Policies. Welcome to today's edition of Principles and Policies. I'm your host, Barry Sheets, the Executive Director of the Institute for Principles and Policy. And along with me today is our co-host, the Vice Chairman of the Institute, my fellow analyst and very good friend, Chuck Michaelis.
Good to be back with you again.
Good to have you here, Chuck. Now, I know it's been a couple of weeks, but we need to talk a little bit more about this because, as everybody knows, we had the National Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day at the beginning of August on the 1st, a little under 2 weeks ago, and it was phenomenal, Charles. Massive numbers of people stood in line for hours on end, including sitting in their cars for hours to get through the drive-thru, just so they could show their support for Chick-fil-A, for Chick-fil-A CEO Dan Cathy and his comments about the traditional family and marriage, and to have a pretty good chicken sandwich. Well, that invited a vitriolic response from homosexual rights groups who decided they were going to stage their own little show of force 2 days later, Friday the 3rd, with a national kiss-in at Chick-fil-A outlets all over the country. Well, suffice to say that the turnout for the gay rights event paled horribly in comparison to the turnout to support Chick-fil-A 2 days prior. But it isn't so much the turnouts or the record-setting day that Chick-fil-A had at almost every one of their stores across the country. More sales than I think they've ever had in the history of their company in one day took place on the 1st. But
yeah, they set a one-day sales record.
But also we've seen, and our folks who listen to us know, we had a situation where some of the employees of Chick-fil-A showed graciousness and patience as they were being berated and belittled by the tolerance crowd who support homosexual pairings and all things deviant. And, you know, including a gentleman who berated a drive-through customer service rep who the young girl just acted with Christian charity. Chuck, the best way I can say it, I'm really not even sure what her faith background is, but she acted with Christian charity. And it resulted in this man who was the chief financial officer of a fairly significant company in Arizona losing his job when his boss found the viral video that the man posted showing him acting like a complete nincompoop to this young girl. All because they feel that Chick-fil-A is not being tolerant. Now, I find that pretty humorous. I'm not sure about you, Chuck, but it seems that the crowd who's screaming the loudest for tolerance are also the ones who scream the loudest against anybody who they don't feel is tolerant.
And well, okay, this is called irony. You know about it, I know about it. Apparently, the tolerance crowd knows nothing of irony because they are the epitome of the demonstration of that particular abstract concept.
I believe so.
And it would be funny if it weren't so tragic. Now, again, that's one of the things about irony. Sometimes it's funny and sometimes it's tragic. And in this case, it's tragic. These people are actually screaming at the top of their lungs about tolerance while being the most intolerant people on the planet. So, again, this kind of thing, what happened really with the Chick-fil-A thing? And there were people, let's be clear, the gay community was not united in what their approach should be to this thing, nor were they necessarily united in thinking that what happened with Chick-fil-A was necessarily wrong. This is why their response was such a flop. And it really was a flop. I mean, essentially what happened was people showed up in Chick-fil-A's and did a homosexual kiss-in. And it was received with a resounding yawn. Chick-fil-A said, as long as they're buying sandwiches and not doing anything really salacious beyond kissing, they were sort of like, so what?
That's right, let it be.
Yeah, and the only incident I heard of where the police had to be called was out of California, and the people who the police were called on was the media, who was working overtime, attempting to create an incident, and bothering the employees, asking stupid questions about how what their feelings were, and are you going to stand for this, and those kinds of things. And finally, this manager of the store called the police and said, could you please get these people out of here? We have business to conduct.
Yes, that's right. The media was the one causing the problems. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. So much for the nonpartisan, completely in the middle, no bias whatsoever media. It just simply doesn't exist. And all you had to do was read things like the New York Times food critic who came out and basically was celebrating the fact that Chick-fil-A's communications director dropped dead of a heart attack about, what, 4 or 5 days after this went on?
Actually, I think he died just a few days before this event happened. Their vice president for public relations, yes.
No, well, what I mean is that he died after the controversy started, but before.
Yes.
And this man was actually standing there celebrating the fact. Mark Bittman, New York Times food critic, he says he used an inappropriate phrase. Yeah, you did. Well, here's what he said. Speaking of pigs, the VP of PR for Chick-fil-A dropped dead of a heart attack the week after the chain's latest homophobia / anti-gay marriage scandal. Here's an obit, and here's more about him. Meanwhile, Chick-fil-A had record-breaking profits after its president, Dan Cathy, drew a line in the sand over the same marriage. That's really not appropriate. Calling a man who's just passed away and whose job was to do his best to put his company in a good light was a pig. So this is the kind of thing that is being dealt with, Barry. And the sad part of this is that the tolerance crowd really has a grave problem in not being able to look at the mirror, not being able to pluck the log out of their own eye before they pick the splinter out of someone else's.
Well, that's true by and large, Chuck, but that's the reason why today I thought we would talk about this a little bit more, because there are a couple of people who are from, well, let's say, disparate ends of the entertainment spectrum who would be considered liberal, one of whom is openly homosexual, who are taking an entirely different tack on this issue than the rest of their colleagues are. And the one person that surprises me the most, Charles, because I guess I didn't pick up on the fact that this gentleman was homosexual orientation, is Rob Halford. Now, I'm sure that most of our listeners don't know who we're talking about, but there are some out there who do. But Rob Halford happens to be the front man, the lead singer for a heavy metal group by the name of Judas Priest, who is, well, infamous, notorious, whatever, or have been around since the 70s. Well, they're getting ready to have a re-release of their album Screaming for Vengeance. 30 years later, they're going to re-release the album, but Halford, who's British, by the way, but he's an expatriate Brit. He lives, I believe, in Arizona and in Phoenix. Yeah. He actually went public with some of his thoughts on this whole Chick-fil-A thing, and these are reported over at Breitbart.com under the heading, Gay Rocker Defends Chick-fil-A Owner on Free Speech Grounds. Now, Chuck, I'm telling you, it took a openly homosexual, heavy metal Brit to get what we try to drill into people through Institute on the Constitution. I hate to say it that way, but that's exactly what he did. And he says this, and I quote from the article, "Before I get into this, I just want to say that I love America. I love the American Constitution and the First Amendment," says Halford, who's 60 years old now. Says, "I'm actually watching a PBS documentary that I got on DVD about the life of John Adams. If you really get into the heart and soul of this great country, it's all about the Constitution and the First Amendment and freedom of speech." It keeps going. He says, "Everybody in this country has the right to say what they think and feel and what best represents them. The people at Chick-fil-A have the absolute right to say and do what they want. It doesn't matter that all of these people disagree with their opinion. The question was, how would the people that agree with what the man said do to support the company, and how would the ones against his anti-gay remarks protest?" Well, again, he didn't actually make anti-gay remarks, Chuck, but that's okay. The media likes to push that out of proportion. And Halford continues. He says, "The supporters have been showing up in droves to spend money at the restaurants and peacefully assemble. But there's obviously been so many people who've gone out and boycotted the company. I think that's great. That's our right here. What you're seeing here are the elements of the American Constitution in all of their glory. It's a wonderful thing to see happening and talk about, and the fact that everyone is discussing the gay rights issue is great." So, you know, here's Halford. He's saying, you know what, free speech is a good thing, and if people want to picket and boycott, they've got the right to do so. And if they want to go out and support a company like Chick-fil-A and spend money and show their support for the beliefs that they hold, that's great too, because that's what makes America one of the best countries on the face of the earth, because our Constitution allows for people to live with their own views and be able to hold them. But Chuck, that's not the America that many openly homosexuals or in the gay rights fight really want to see happen.
Well, that's right, Barry. Now, think about this. Contrast that with the statements of Mayor Menino, is his name, from Boston?
Yeah, Tom Menino.
And Rahm Emanuel, the mayor of Chicago, and then the alderman, whose name escapes me, from Chicago, who basically came out and said, "We're not going to allow this hateful company to come into our town, spread hate, and blah, 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 blah." The fact is that one approach is a libertarian approach, a true libertarian approach, and saying these people have the right to do what they're going to do. And I think that Halford made it clear that he does not agree with Chick-fil-A. He said, I don't think the man thought too much about the business consequences of what he said, but I think he's standing for what he believes in. Oh, I think he thought about the business consequences, and I think he knew that there might be some hurt in it, but that he was going to take a stand. And Halford says, I don't agree with him at all, but God bless the man. It's as simple as that. And God has blessed them so far.
Yes, indeed. Absolutely.
And that's the entire point. Rahm Emanuel and Menino and the alderman, whose, again, name escapes me, are basically standing in and saying, no, we're going to enforce the brand of justice that we want to enforce. And we are going to redefine justice in the image of how we want to make it. So they've come up with this artificial standard and saying that you have to be completely accepting of the homosexual lifestyle or you are unjust. And therefore, you can't run a business if you've come out and made that clear of where you stand on that. In fact, you have to make it clear that you stand on the opposite side of that. Now, believe it or not, there's another celebrity who came out in support of Chick-fil-A, and it was a surprise to me, and that's Whoopi Goldberg.
That would have been a surprise to me, too.
I honestly was shocked. Now, what we've got here is a video, which I'm not set up to play. But essentially, it's more of the same. They have the right to say and do what they're going to say and do. Now, let's make it clear. There are boundaries to things you can say. For instance, we all know that you can't yell fire in a crowded movie theater.
That's correct.
And you can't call in bomb threats and that kind of thing. It's illegal, and it's illegal for a reason, because it creates a panic and people can get hurt. But telling the truth about homosexual marriage is not one of those things that forbidden or forbiddable.
Well, in today's age, Chuck, though, if the mainstream media and the liberal groups, especially the homosexual rights groups, have their way, telling the truth about that would be considered verboten.
Well, they make a bogus argument, and you always hear examples of this kid out in Wyoming who was murdered supposedly as a gay man because he was gay, and it turns out he was actually murdered because he owed people for drugs. It had nothing to do with his sexual orientation. That came out later, and yet you still see it pop up on blog pieces and all this. In fact, laws were, anti-gay bashing laws were named after this kid, and his name now escapes me. That escapes me too.
Matthew Shepard. Yes.
Matthew Shepard was actually murdered over a bad drug deal. And a young man in Montana just made a claim that he was beaten outside of a bar because he went in on his birthday and asked where he could find a gay bar in Montana. That doesn't seem like it was smart thinking, but it turns out that after he filed the police report, somebody popped up with a picture of him, and all the damage he got on his face was because he was drunk and he tried to do a backflip and landed on his face and decided to make a big deal out of it and filed this false report. Well, I will be willing to bet that once the false report thing dies down and 3 or 4 or 5 years, he will be written up as a martyr to the cause because he was beaten in front of this bar. Now, these stories get silly, Barry. You think about what this guy's story is. He was beaten by Christians outside of a bar at 2:00 in the morning in Montana. How many Christians on a Saturday night do you know that are out drinking at a bar at 2:00 in the morning?
Let me think. None.
Well, I'm sure there are one or two. I'm sure there are a small number. We could do a survey and find out. It would be kind of a waste of time. But most everybody,
unless you want to go sit outside of bars at 2:00 in the morning, no.
Yeah, that's right. But at 2 a.m. on a Saturday in front of a bar, most likely what you're going to find is a pack of humanists who are out for a good time. Not too many Christians are going to be in that crowd, and I can think of none of the people that I know that I've gone to church with in the last 20-odd years who would be looking to beat up a homosexual man outside of a bar at 2:00 in the morning. And so these stories get sillier and sillier and sillier as they attempt to continue with this meme that it's Christians bashing them, when in fact, very often the stories are made up. And I'm not saying that there isn't gay bashing out there. I'm sure there is. But usually when we start look into the stories, they begin to fall apart.
That's true. That's exactly what happens, is the more you press on these, the more they start to crumble. But the point is that that's been my call for a number of years, Chuck, is that the left always outruns their cover. And we're seeing it writ large with the Chick-fil-A issue. So maybe we'll see some of these folks who will actually, like Rob Halford, understand that our freedom of speech and our Constitution are things that we've got to stand up.
Right. And just so people, you cut out there.
Oh, no.
The left outruns its cover, and that's what's gone on in this case. Just so people understand what you were saying there. Well, Barry, as usual, we're out of time. And we're way out of time, so we're going to sign off now. Join us again tomorrow for another Principles and Policies.